Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening over the phone and also on the recording, also on the radio. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, July 7, 2018. This is our review of our chapter 55 entitled Not Without Worship of lesson 257 from last Sabbath. Our opening scripture song to our series is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, and we also have the Spanish scripture song as well. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, in all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Mas buscar primeramente el reino de Dios y su justicia, y todas cosas os serán añadidas. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, Babala.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads in our hearts. Our Father, we thank you for in this God to have this blessed day. We thank you for the Spirit of let us be able to also be strong and be brave. And thank you for helping us, having us be able to be strong and be of good courage. We thank you for helping us be able to keep on being strong and being brave. I pray that you may be with us, so we may go wherever we do. We thank you for having today be able to be cool weather instead of hot weather, like we've been having for the rest of this week. We pray that you may be able to shelter us from any troubles that may afflict us in any way. Let us be able to also keep on giving glory unto thee. Let us be able to also honor thee above everything that we know. Let us be able to also keep on seeing thee and keep on remembering every lesson that you've given us that we may cherish. I pray that you may help us do whatever we can to spread the gospel to any lowly soul who wishes to understand it. Let us be able to also keep on having him be as the best friend over all the other ones that we may have. I pray that you may be with us as we have another blessed study. Let us keep on loving thee and keep on in praise unto thee. Let us be kind and noble and selfish, obedient, reverent, and be wise, and also be noble in heart and character and any other characteristic as of thee. This is my prayer in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Welcome all to all of the family that are just joining us. Our opening verse for our review lesson in our series is taken from the book of Psalms 100, verses 2 to 4 from the King James. And it reads, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name." So, dear ones, what have I learned in ways I have grown this week? Before we hear your questions, dear ones, let's take a few minutes to review what you have read last Sabbath from part one of our lesson entitled Not Without Was Shown in our storybook, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 506. Some of the Pharisees had come to Jesus demanding when the kingdom of God should come. More than 3 years had passed since John the Baptist gave the message that, like a trumpet call, had sounded through the land, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." Matthew 3:2. And as yet these Pharisees saw no indication of the establishment of the kingdom. Many of those who rejected John and at every step had opposed Jesus were insinuating that his mission had failed. Desire of Ages, page 106, paragraph 1.
Stop lessons, everyone. Desire of Ages, page 506. Jesus answered, "The kingdom of God cometh not with outward show. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God begins in the heart. Look not here or there for manifestations of earthly power to mark its coming." Desire of Ages, page 506, paragraph 2. And on the slide it says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation." Luke chapter 17, verse 20, the King James Version. And also it says, "The kingdom of God is within you." John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And it also says here, "As these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. And it shows a picture of a young man, and it says, "Christ lives in me." And it shows a picture of the heart, and it says, "The Spirit of Christ." Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 506. "The days will come," he said, turning to his disciples, "when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it, because it is not attended by worldly pomp. You are in danger of failing to discern the glory of my mission. You do not realize how great is your present privilege in having among you, though veiled in humanity, him who is the life and the light of men. The days will come when you will look back with longing upon the opportunities you will now enjoy to walk and talk with the Son of God." Desire of Ages, page 506, paragraph 3.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continue the reading. Desire of Ages, 506. "Because of their selfishness and earthliness, even the disciples of Jesus could not comprehend the spiritual glory which he sought to reveal unto them. It was not until after Christ's ascension to his Father that the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the believers, that the disciples fully appreciated the Savior character and mission. After they had received the baptism of the Spirit, they began to realize that they had been in the very presence of the Lord of glory." Amen. Next slide, please. Continuing the reading.
As the sayings of Christ were brought to their remembrance, their minds were open to comprehend the prophecies and to understand the miracles which he had wrought. the wonders of his life passed before them, and they were as men awakened from a dream. They realized that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. And on the bottom slides it said, in John 1:14, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. King James Version. And the other side says, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Christ had actually come from God to a sinful world to save the fallen sons and daughters of Adam. The disciples now seem to themselves of much less importance than before they realized this. They never wearied of rehearsing his words and works. His lessons, which they had but dimly understood, now came to them as a fresh revelation. The scriptures became to them a new book. Isaiah, page 106, paragraph 4.
Page 507, as the disciples searched the prophecies that testified of Christ, they were brought into fellowship with the deity and learned of him who had ascended to heaven to complete the work he had begun on earth. They recognized the fact that in him dwelt knowledge which no human being, unaided by divine agency, could comprehend. They needed the help of him whom kings, prophets, and righteous men had foretold. With amazement, they read and reread the prophetic delineations of his character and work. How dimly had they comprehended the prophetic scriptures. How slow they had been in taking in the great truths which testified of Christ. Looking upon him in his humiliation as he walked among men, they had not understood the mystery of his incarnation, the dual character of his nature. Their eyes were holden so that they did not fully recognize divinity in humanity. But after they were illuminated by the Holy Spirit, how they longed to see him again and to place themselves at his feet. Amen.
How they wished that they might come to him and have him explain the scriptures which they could not comprehend. How attentively would they listen to his words? What had Christ meant when he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. John 16, verse 12. How eager they were to know it all. They grieved that their faith had been so feeble, that their ideas had been so wide of the mark, that they had so failed of comprehending the reality. Desire of Ages, page 507, paragraph 1. And on the side it says, verses John 16:12, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. And John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you unto all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, before we begin to hear the questions and comments and also testimony or songs, let's consider this verse for our review section, taken from 1 Peter 3:15, King James Version. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, dear ones, so what have I learned and ways I have grown? We are going to open the mic, dear ones. If anyone have any questions, comments, bubble up.
So did the Pharisees and the priests really expect that God's kingdom would come to earth right away?
Well, it's just like what's happening today. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and scribes, they had a responsibility to be able to look through the writings so they can find out what was going to be the prophecy concerning Messiah. But a lot of them had doctrinal which at the time they called truth, there was present truth that they were supposed to have why Jesus was coming the first time. It was already written in this in the prophecies what he was coming to do, but because of the teaching that they had of the rabbi, they misunderstood and they thought that the kingdom that was supposed to be established in this time was going to be established in their dispensation, which is in the time that Jesus was coming. It's the same thing that will happen to us today. If we don't follow the prophecies and if we don't study for ourselves, there are so many doctrines that are being taken people to and fro without actually having what is needed today to know how the Lord is preparing his people at this time to be able to wait for the second coming. So just as the Old Testament Pharisees and Sadducees learning from the doctrines of tradition more than what is needed as truth so they can know what is the present truth at their time, this is the reason why they misunderstood, because of the teaching that men have given them instead of following what thus said the Lord to prepare for the first coming.
Amen, sister. And Josh, in answer to your question, the answer is yes, because the Jews were looking for deliverance from Roman bondage. They were looking for the Messiah, a Savior, to come and defeat their enemies and then exalt the nation of Israel to be the ruling kingdom of the whole world. And because Christ did not come in that manner, that's what led them to reject him as the Messiah, because they misunderstood, as Sister Rose was saying, they misunderstood what the Messiah was to do at his first coming. It was to bring people to God. It was not to deliver them from their enemies in the literal sort, but deliver them from the greatest of their enemies, which was sin and the devil. And since Christ was not delivering them from the Romans, then they did not want him as their king. They loved sin more.
And I also want to add, in the first slide of our study, if you notice, it says for 3 years, if you can turn to the first slide, it says more than 3 years had passed since John the Baptist gave the message that like a trumpet call had sounded through the land, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And you see, when the message is sounding, if we don't listen to the message, but we are listening to other voices, we don't get to realize that the Lord was already answering their question. But spiritual things are spiritually discerned. Is there any other questions, dear ones, little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests, Bubba? There is a quote that was placed in the room by Brother Dick, and it says, we need to have Jesus and a fuller comprehension of the value of eternal realities. The beauty of holiness is to fill the heart of God's children, and that this may be accomplished, we should seek for divine disclosures of heavenly things. Amen. And that was taken from Step to Christ, page 99, paragraph 3. Is there any scripture song, hymns, or any special song that we'd like to share with the room? Okay, dear ones, we are going to ask if there's any testimonies that anyone would like to share. Bubba.
This week, we made a trip to Tennessee for business, not pleasure. And we met a family over there that really cheered our hearts. Somebody who is really dedicated to God, who loves him, is awaiting his return. Their family aren't that interested in heaven, apparently, at least some of them. And they have lost their children to the world because of failure to dedicate time to their children. This family was without children. She lost her first one through a what do you call it, a natural body rejection, not an abortion, but anyway, I told her, well, at least you have something to look forward to in heaven. You'll have a child to raise. And it's more sure that that child will be there than the ones that grow up and wander off into the world and fail to come back. Anyway, we would have stayed a little bit longer, but I worked outside and helped the guy, and I got so sunburned, I decided I better get out of there and come home. We were going to spend Sabbath with them, but...
Well, dear ones, if there is no other testimonies to be able to share, well, this is the section that we ask our dear Brother Dick to also have the opportunity to review the story, time with the children, so bubble up.
There, I found my bubble. And here's the review, kids. Look at this. Do you remember what we read to you about last week? Who we spoke of? Only a boy named Daniel. Well, anyway, he was taken out of Israel as a captive and taken to Babylon, the greatest country apparently at that time. And when he got there, he was given things to eat that he couldn't eat. He was taught, you're not supposed to eat these things. And so Daniel asked for, and his three friends asked for raw food and water instead of meat for just 10 days to prove it a better diet. And our verse said, and at the end of 10 days, their countenances, that's their faces, appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children who did eat the portion of the king's meat. Elaine's going to get that. That's Daniel 1:15. Apparently, most of the Jewish boys that were captured and taken to Babylon, there was more than just four, ate the king's meat and drank the king's wine. So they weren't obeying God's law, and he could not bless them. That's why when Daniel and his friends were tested, they were 10 times better than anybody else. They had good memories. Children and youth should stand in a position where their hearts are holy or completely the Lord's, where they are honoring God with their strength. God will then honor them by giving them knowledge and wisdom. Why did we say knowledge and wisdom? Isn't that the same thing? No. Wisdom is the ability to use the knowledge you have in a correct manner. So that's why they put the two different words in here. This is what Daniel did in the courts of Babylon. Babylon was the greatest country of that day. Standing true to principle amid the corruptions of the heathen. Obeying God's law, though they lived in the middle of a wicked city. Do any of you live in a wicked city? If you want to honor God, be like Daniel. Daniel purposed in his heart. Have you ever done that? That means you make up a decision. I'm going to do what's right. That he would not defile himself or hurt himself with a portion of the king's meat nor with the wine which he drank. Did you know that eating meat and drinking anything with alcohol in it hurts your body and dishonors God? It does. Babylon was the greatest country of that day. It would be like if the President of the United States were to give you a certain diet and you refuse to eat it. He might say, what's the matter with these guys anyway? Or back in Babylon's time, the king might say, cut off their heads. That's what they did in those days when the king was angry with somebody. Fortunately, this doesn't happen in America yet. We still have a few freedoms here. Youth who would serve the God of heaven cannot engage in worldly merriment. You know what that is? Well, that's partying. You can't go to their parties or eat the enervating luxuries. That's the fancy food that leaves you feeling bad afterwards and does damage to your bodies. Or drink strong drink. That's anything that contains alcohol. People argue, oh, beer is not bad, it's only 3% alcohol. It has alcohol in it, and it's not good for you. Because it is set before them by the honored and wealthy men of the world, whom they fear to offend by refusing their favors. You might think, oh my, I've got to eat this dead animal that he gave me because my host will think badly of me if I don't. But does that matter? What about what matters to God? Daniel and his three friends were more interested in honoring God, and God honored them. We must not let anything come between us and God. Jesus gave all to save us. We must give up everything sinful for him. God honored Daniel, and he will honor every youth who takes the course that Daniel took in honoring God. This story comes from Sons and Daughters of God, page 174. And our verse again said, at the end of the 10 days, their countenances, that's their faces, their appearance, appeared fairer and fatter in flesh than all the children which did eat a portion of the king's meat. Daniel 1:15. Let's be faithful to God, and he will honor us. Have you any questions? Let me look back and see if anything came in here. I still struggle with something or other, but just this morning I realized it all happened for the building of character. Well, that's what trials are for. You know, it's a wonderful thing. God promised that we won't be tried.
Praise the Lord, and thank you so much, dear Brother Vic. Well, dear ones, there was two comments that was placed in the room. A dear sister does not have a mic, and she would like to share. She says, I do not have access to a mic right now, but I have a testimony. The Lord has convicted me about tithes. And continuing, she said, I used to go back and forth about paying them because I would be afraid of not having what my children and I needed. But I noticed that in paying them, we have lacked nothing. Praise the Lord. And she continued, she said, I see and hear of others who are in need of things that my family already have, and I now find it a joy to pay tithes. Praise the Lord, dear sister. And there is another one, another sister. She said, this week I have learned through the study of Daniel, the prophet, that sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes I have a real struggle with this, but through this story, you see that sometimes these occurrences, no matter how difficult it is,
and bow our heads and come humble before the Godhead. Our righteous and heavenly Father, as we come to give you our honor and praises, Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for giving us yet another Sabbath day, dear Father God. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to still be able to freely worship you, dear Father God, in spirit and truth, as we know that the time is right near, where we will not have that freedom, dear Father God, so openly. So thank you for giving us yet another opportunity to do so. Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known or unknown. Dear Father God, I pray that you be able to let us see our wrongs, dear Father God, and let us be able to put it on the altar and to truly be repentant of it and to do it no more. Time is coming to an end, dear Father God, as we know that you're coming, draw nigh. Please continue to keep us in your word, dear Father God, I pray. Help us to keep our eyes upon you and not upon all the tests and tribulations that are going on around the world where we may fall into despair as Christians, dear Father God. But help us to truly hold fast, dear, on a thus saith the Lord. Let us to be able to deep dive into your word, dear Father God, that when the time comes where we can neither buy nor sell, that we may be able to revisit what we have learned that has been kept in our hearts, deeply hidden, dear Father God, that we may be able to rely on it, dear Father, I pray. I pray for all the families that are around the world that are losing their children so innocently, dear Father God, that are dealing with such devastations in their life, mentally, physically, and spiritually, dear Father God. I pray that you comfort them, that their eyes be opened to a greater light, dear Father God, and that is you. Help them, dear Father God. Help us also, dear Father God, I pray.
Thank you for all the answered prayers that were done, dear Father God. And for those that you are still having that according to your perfect will, that you will answer, dear Father, I pray. Help us to be patient. Help us to continue to hold on to you and not to despair. Once again, dear Father God, be with us here, those that are listening over the phone, those that will be listening at a later time, those that are not here with us for whatever reasons, dear Father God, please be with them. Send your Holy Spirit to encamp against them, dear Father God, and continue to be with us throughout this day as we continue to learn of you. Be with Elder Rob and all the dear speakers, dear Father God, I pray. We thank you so much, and we love you beyond words can say. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, dear ones, next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have lesson 258, our chapter 55, Not Without One Show, part 2, and that will be held July 14, 2018. We hope and pray that you all will have a blessed rest of Sabbath, and God bless each and every one.